Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
see. There we go. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, it is hour number three today. Hour number three today. And for those, it is my sincerest apologies. I'm just going to confess, I missed a button, so some of what we did not get out, but it is recorded and it is available, and I'll be putting those things up at the you go to childrengenerationradio.com, click on show archives, and then when you click on the Rumble link there in show archives, you will find the link to the interviews that I did. That David Shostokas was on with me first thing this morning, and then a really neat and powerful interview with Melanie Collette, just about how we present ourselves as Christians on social media and how important it is that we hold the line, but we do so in such a way that and again, not that doesn't offend, but that doesn't drive away, and it will drive some away. I mean, understand that when you tell the truth, there are people who are going to get offended by the truth. But the way in which you present it has to always come from a place of love. And those that understand that will receive it, whether they agree with it or not. And those that don't, there's not much you can do about that. But Melanie and I had a great conversation about that. I played, for her. And anyway, encourage you to give that a listen. All right, T. Rose Mandelberg, Newsbusters, censortrack.org is with me. T. Rose, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks, Pastor Greg. Always glad to be here.
Well, there's much going on in our world today. Things that aren't covered. I know we're going to get into a couple of things that you've sent over here in just a minute. But one of the things that I don't see getting, well, it's gotten some coverage, but it's obviously going to be skewed coverage. Epic Times reports judge rules Trump liable for fraud in New York civil lawsuit. And essentially what it says is the decision, which comes just days before the start of a non-jury trial in the lawsuit, canceled President Trump's business certificates. Within 10 days, the former president and other defendants must recommend three independent reviewers to manage the dissolution of the corporations, including the Trump Organization. That's crazy.
Yeah, Pastor Greg. I mean, what you were saying in the beginning, like this skewed journalism. Like, how have we gotten to a point in our society where journalism is and can be skewed? Like, I thought that journalism was, just the straight facts. If I wanted to get an opinion, I would go to a blogging website, or I would go, ask my friend or something for an opinion. But we can't even watch the news and have access to all of the information. I mean, and even if the information is out there by, less biased news organizations, then the legacy media, they cover up what's happening. You know, with the Hunter Biden laptop story, how many times and how many months and years, honestly, was that story covered up by the media? But then, we see, when they're covering situations regarding Trump, it's, let's drop everything and talk about the way he got into a car, or why he drove down this route, or why he used this golf club. Like, who gives a crap? We've got the leader of our country doing all this crazy stuff, and the media won't even cover it. And so just the bias is undeniable. And it's just insane to me that people are still watching the news without any sort of radar that these stories that they're telling us either might be lies or might be fabrications or might not be the whole thing.
Right. No, and I think that the other part of this is that it's the attack and breakdown of our institutions, and that's intentional. People, we need to remind ourselves and remember as well that part of their goal is to get us to question institutions. What pops into my head too is, look what's happened in the churches. You had the head of the largest evangelical association in America. It's been a number of years, but he was involved with a male prostitute, and that was, you know, I mean, they not that that's not significant, but they made that a big story in order to tear down the church, in order to tear down all of the stories, and again, horrific, terrible, but all the stories about what's happened with the Catholic priests and the sexual assaults and things of that nature. You know, once again, I mean, these are all efforts to destroy an institution, the institution of a free press. And now you still have a situation where you have a White House that has come out regarding the potential impeachment articles of the president and said to the media, this is what you can report and this is what you can't report, and basically given them a veiled threat that if they do it wrong, there's something called the FCC that might come after them.
Yeah. It's crazy stuff, Pastor Greg.
It's really beyond. And then when you get an attorney general like a Ken Paxton who goes after these federal overreaches and federal agencies and in his particular case was getting ready to investigate an absolutely out of control FBI, and within his own office there's a coup attempt and a warning. You know, this is Soviet Union era stuff where you're right, you know, where you have somebody in your office that is monitoring what's happening in your office for the government, but for a government that is tyrannical.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly right. And it's kind of like we're living in some sort of dystopian world, right? Like I read books like The Giver and I think about the situations of that world where everything, you know, everything was regulated and all the information they got was regulated. And I was like, I think back to that and I say, you know, when I was in middle school and read that book, I thought, this is so crazy. I can't believe, like, they don't open their eyes and notice this. And then I'm looking, you know, I try to take, like, an outside view of our world and I say, you know what? We are not that far off. No, we're not all wearing the same clothes. No, we're not scanning barcodes on our wrists yet. But I wouldn't be surprised if we're headed in that direction. And it's crazy that some people maybe don't notice it, but even the people that do notice it, they're not doing anything to help combat it, and it's just nuts.
Well, and this is why, you know, it's so important that we, you know, report things to CensorTrack about what's the censorship issues that are taking place and that average people are experiencing that, and that we identify, as you guys do, where media is being silent, where they're not covering things. One of the other pieces that's not out there very much that we talked about in the green room is the G20, the new G20 resolution or declaration that was made in New Delhi. And again, very little coverage with regards to that, but there's some significant things in it. I have it up at my website under a blog post called Resolution and Prayer to Stop the G20 New Delhi Leaders Declaration. And there's a declaration at the top of that. I read it this morning on the program with David Shostakis, but I encourage you to check it out because it's something that you can do to take to your local city council, county commissioners, what have you, that basically just says, hey, we're not going to, allow we the people that have elected us to be forced to submit to international law above the Constitution of the United States of America. That's what it says.
And
I just real quickly, and I'll throw it right back to you. I apologize, but news agencies here in the United States should be reporting on the G20's efforts to subvert the sovereignty of the people of the United States of America. Our news agencies, that should be a lead story somewhere amongst our free press to make us aware that these governmental entities are attempting to usurp the sovereignty of we, the people, the American citizenry.
No, that's exactly right, Pastor. Right? People, you know, a lot of people, young people at least, they think, oh, well, you know, this is something that's happening overseas. It doesn't affect us, blah, blah, blah. But like you're saying, this does impact the integrity of our nation. And, you know, I mean, I just want to give a shout out to you and recognize that you're trying to get this stuff out there. And I bet if you said this on numerous websites that they, or social media sites, they'd knock you down. But, you know, head on over to, like where you were saying, that blog post on your website. Mm-hmm. And I'm encouraging viewers or listeners, I guess, head on over there, because you're not going to get this kind of content on the mainstream media. And if that's where you're looking for news stories, things that are actually going to affect you, that's your first mistake. So first adjust that and then see.
And you can find it again. Go to chosengenerationradio.com if you're not already there watching us. But go to chosengenerationradio.com and the very first blog post. It's in the blog post, and it's also in the news. But if you do it on the blog post, you'll see that declaration. You can copy and paste it and print it. And then right underneath that is a prayer that I would encourage you to pray over your city, your community, your county, because we need to understand also that the battle that we are in is not just against flesh and blood, but it's also against principalities and powers. And I know the word says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against, and that's true. Ultimately, it starts there. But in the flesh and blood world, we also need to be doing what we're supposed to do relative to advancing the kingdom of heaven, which Jesus Christ brought with him.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You're not going to find that on mainstream media, that's for sure.
No, they're not going to talk about that at all. All right, I just put a couple of pills in my mouth. Tucker Carlson, abortion is human sacrifice, not a pathway to joy. That's a massive statement, and one that he couldn't make on Fox, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I really do think it is a blessing that he left at that organization, because I used to look at Fox as something that would cover things more straight middle ground, or at least point out some conservative related content that the left doesn't cover. But then I go see Fox and, you know, they get all pro transgender children and blah blah blah, and I'm like, oh, okay, so you're not looking out for the freedom of Americans, you're looking out for, you know, you are sort of pandering to the narrative. So kind of ridiculous in that regard. But yeah, Tucker Carlson, glad he left that organization. He went to Ohio, I think it was. Yeah, Cleveland, Ohio on Monday, and he spoke at the Center for Christian Virtue, which is like a Christian policy organization looking to, you know, push the gospel and push biblical truth into the public eye and circle. And he talked about abortion. He said, one of the things he said was, what kind of sick people would tell you that killing your baby is a pathway to joy? And I'm like, you know what? That's so true, because the left has this idea that if you are pregnant, if you're young and you're pregnant, or you don't want to be pregnant, then killing your baby, aborting your child, which, you know, are exactly the same, that will produce joy. But you know, you and I know the statistics, and you and I have met people who have, you know, either had abortions or thought about having abortions, and none of them seem joyful about the fact that they did that. If a person is raped, the killing of their child is not going to erase the fact that the person was raped. While the rapist should be in jail for the rest of their life, it doesn't change the fact that killing a child will erase all of the trauma from being raped. So Tucker Carlson, yeah. You know, kudos to him. He really was pointing out how this is a spiritual battle. And until we have people recognize and change their heart posture on the issue and the fact that abortion is
human sacrifice. It's always been human sacrifice. People are sacrificing their kids, thinking that that will provide them joy, which is not the case. But until we have this heart change and this heart posture change, we're not going to be able to have legislation that is effective, because people are still screwed up at the core that they're not going to either follow the laws, or the laws aren't going to be changed because people aren't recognizing, or if they are recognizing it, they're choosing to deny the fact that of what abortion really is. And it's, I mean, kudos to him, but it is ridiculous what's going on. And it's heartbreaking, honestly.
No question. No question. It is heartbreaking. And, you know, it is something that we have to address, and we have to bring to the forefront. And hopefully, you know, we're seeing people beginning to wake up about, yep. you know, about these issues. One of the other ones that you sent me, Mr. Queer Mr. Rogers writes Paw Patrol spinoff featuring non-binary queer. Seriously.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's insane. Essentially, for our listeners, if you've heard of the show Paw Patrol, there's sort of like a spinoff show going based off of Paw Patrol characters, but adding a couple more and having a couple different plot lines. This one is called Rubble and Crew, and it's essentially little puppy dogs. Keep in mind, this is a show for preschoolers. Little puppy dogs go around and do different tasks and, you know, throughout the make-believe city, blah, blah, blah. Essentially, one of the episodes, it's written by this person, I think it's a woman named Linz Amir, and Linz Amir is an extreme LGBTQ activist, and she hosts a YouTube channel, called Queer Kid Stuff, where she talks to what she says is, the audience's preteens, but on the YouTube page, it says for all ages. Anyway, this queer activist wrote a Rubble and Crew episode, and in it, she featured a non-binary character, which is the first time I believe this has been introduced to this Paw Patrol spin-off series, and even said that she gave the character transgender flag socks. So, like, very subtle little indicators
right.
of... you know, the leftist agenda, but she, you know, she subtly slipped it in there, but she wasn't hiding the fact that she did that. She was proud of it. She posted it on her Instagram and her YouTube saying, look at this. I'm so glad I put some transgender flag socks on the character. And this is just a great way to introduce transgenderism and non-binary crap. Obviously she didn't use the word crap, but introduce it to children. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, I've got nieces and nephews. I'll admit, sometimes I just pop on, you know, a kid's show, not thinking to myself, oh, this might have some propaganda in it. But, you know, I just throw something on, and I feel like I should trust that certain children's channels and shows are going to have content that's entertaining, that's innocent, things like that. But that can't be the case anymore, because as we're seeing here, it's getting... very subtly,
right.
sometimes not so subtly, pushed in to children's programming. And this is just to create a wedge between children and parents, right? If they're going to do this subtle, they, them pronoun type thing or transgender sock type thing, if they're going to yep. do that subtly, well, that opens the door to what's next. What's the next thing they're going to do? What are they going to push next on yep. the leftist agenda? These are for preschoolers, and they don't know how to decipher right from wrong. And if the TV is telling them that it's okay to change your gender, or it's okay to be neither boy nor girl, then that's what they're going to start listening to, and that's what they're going to start hearing. And it's unfortunate, but now parents are really, really going to need to basically watch every kid's episode with their children to make sure that they don't have any, you know, pro leftist agenda in them, because we just want entertaining content for our kids. Like, we don't want them to be hearing about the gay agenda in their cartoons on Saturday morning. We want them to be learning how to be nice, or how to be respectful, or why it's important to eat your vegetables, things like that.
What they do is they're saying no, parents are not allowed to be parents anymore. Your child belongs to us. We're going to raise them in accordance with the values that we want them to have, and we're going to convince your child that you're wrong, and that you don't know. You know, there was once upon a time there was a show called Father Knows Best. If you say that today, you are a white supremacist misogynist, more than likely, in the left's vernacular, okay? To say father knows best, that's what that's considered. And part of the reason for that, they are specifically attacking, certain groups of individuals. And if you try to institute, biblical truths in the Bible and Christianity and things of that nature, oh my gosh, you are a domestic terrorist and potentially an enemy of the state. We're back to the Janet Reno days is really where we're at, with a lot of people not really realizing that. We have run out of time, T. Rose. My gosh, I can't believe it.
Happens to the best of us. There's lots of content. Check out Pastor Greg's site and check out mrctv.org and newsbusters.org, and you'll get more insight on this. And somebody from MRC will be back next week, I think, too.
Well, I hope so. Michael should be back with me next week, and then I'll see you in 2 weeks is the plan, unless the Lord shows up or he calls me home by some other means. There you go. All right. Hey, God bless you. God bless the Mandelberg family, by the way. Mama, good to see you. Glad you're with us today. Hope you're with us today. Anyway, blessings to all of you. I'll be back. More coming up. Reverend Clenard Childress Jr. joins me on the other side. More Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break. Hang tight. I'll be right back. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen-size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king-size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And Clean Slate is a formula that's made from a natural ortho-silic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your Clean Slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your Clean Slate today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back. Let me do this. We'll do that. And then we'll do that. Yeah. Okay. We're good. And then let's see. We'll do that. And we'll do that and that. And we'll do that. Now you're set. Now I'm going to unblock my face. And everything should be good.
You look good on this end.
All right, I had my, the last time that I used the screen, I had Rick Manning and Claire Lopez and what have you. So I was up here like this with Claire, and Rick was down in the middle because it was a three screens. Now it's just you and me. And okay. And so yours was adjusted properly because I adjusted it before I ever went on the air early this morning. But I had moved mine up to match that screen, so now I needed to move it down because it had me all covered up. But anyway, maybe that was better anyway. Anyway. Oh, Reverend Clenard Childress Jr. is with us, blackgenocide.org, but he also is running for office in New Jersey.
Yes, absolutely.
Which is the... number one state this last time on one of the top states, the Human Rights Commission's most recent diversity and equity rating system, their 11th annual, said that New Jersey's at the top of the list for its support of sodomy and cutting up kids and the whole transgender. Well, yeah, and then I was going to say, and then it's also that one of the leading states with regards to abortion. You can kill babies right up until the third year. I'm kidding. You can't yet do up to 3 years, but you can kill a baby all the way up to and including birth.
Well, you know, Princeton is here in New Jersey, and Peter Singer made that assertion, basically said that you ought to be able to, which certainly raised enough eyebrows then, but we see it incrementally, especially with Phil Murphy's agenda, the governor here in New Jersey, of certainly just basically giving no rights at all to children and really putting children under the auspices of the state, that they are going to make the decisions on how they're raised and how they're taught. And the attack against parents now is outrageous. It is certainly something that I'm running on, the 34th district here in New Jersey, yeah, as a Republican. As I was sharing with you earlier, we have line A, haven't had line A in 30 years. So it's going to be, I believe, a God shakeup and something that he wants to do now. That if indeed, which I'm planning on victory, I know the insurmountable odds, I read Gideon's story. I read Jehoshaphat's story. I'm not intimidated.
David's story against Goliath, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Their God is my God. Yep. And it's for such, I believe it's just a, for such a time as this. And there's certain things that are going to be done. We won't take credit for it. People will obviously say, that was an act of God. And he will get the glory. And we're just to make sure we give him the glory.
Amen.
But if God decides that's what he's going to do, I think he's beyond.
He's well able. He's well able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can think or ask. I wanted to just get in real quick with regards to what you were saying about the whole child situation and children and that, you know, and that overall agenda. It's interesting because whenever you study and see what they actually do, you know, they talk about children's rights. They talk, we're the ones that are protecting the child's rights. I mean, there's two dichotomies in that. On the one hand is the abortion issue, right? Because mm-hmm. because they're murdering children. Yes. Yet they claim to be protecting children. Yes. Right. Mm-hmm. And selling body parts. And we have a corrupt justice system that arrests the guy who identifies the people that are selling the body parts, but lets the people who are selling the body parts continue their enterprise. Mm-hmm. The second piece that's interesting about that is that, as you mentioned, they are coercing and manipulating and grooming children, and mm-hmm. then calling it free will.
Yeah, they're sexualizing children. Definitely, unquestionably, it would only profit the pornography industry, the sex trafficking industry. Who will benefit from this?
Yep.
And thank God parents are beginning to wake up. I mean, can you believe today? I wish I knew all the other districts that are beginning to rise up, but the Hanover Township District has voted to basically upend and do away with the governor's bullying of putting in this type of curriculum, sexualization of children, the transgendered mandates that you, which basically strip parents of any authority, and basically almost like California, I hear about that they're attempting to do, trying to just take the rights completely away. And if you don't recognize their decision to be of the opposite gender, then your rights are basically are not warranted. You're going to be arrested. We'll take your children. My point is, the governor is being sued here in New Jersey by Hanover Township, and they are to be applauded. And I'm grateful for their courage, because the fact that indeed that the governor's suit against them, I'm sorry, the suit is against Hanover Township by our governor, is because they're taking a stand on these mandates and saying no. And they're voting tonight, and there's others that are following suit. So you have a revolt here in New Jersey. And just as plain and simple as I can say it, if you are of the Democrat Party, you are mandated, you are demanded to follow this crazy agenda, this crazy curriculum, which parents are now spying out and seeing how detrimental it is to their children and are rising up. And it's like the chaff in the wheat now, just as he said it would be before his return. Clearly, the chaff is demanding the parents' rights to be stripped, God to be taken out of any decision, any type of faith-based decision. And we're up against it right now, but it's shifting in New Jersey. It is shifting.
On Monday, I had two New Jersey candidates on. I had Noble Milton was on the program with me. And then I also had Pastor, hang on, come over here and pull that up. Pastor Clyde Cook.
Oh, I don't. Are they Republicans? I guess
yes.
They are.
They're both. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
I don't know of them. Like to get hooked up. If it,
I'll make that they're in the fray. I'll make it up. But I started out by talking about, you know, New Jersey is Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, in so many ways, but between the abortion is the child sacrifice version of that, and then they are so, you know, friendly to that. Yeah.
People are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. As you get out on the street, and you tell people that you can kill a child up to birth, the day of the child's birth can also be the day of the child's death.
Yep.
And mutilation and body part sold. people still don't believe that that is legal in New Jersey.
Right.
And the ignorance right now is causing them to continually to push this agenda here. But it's waking, I must say, it's getting better. And hopefully sure. we can prove that in November.
All right. So let me just, I had something scrolling over here on the screen as you were talking, and this is the, about the Alfred Kinsey thing. But this is one of the things that he says. Children from birth have orgasm, pedophilia, and incest sex benefits children. Kinsey said this. Okay.
Kinsey had problems.
Oh, Kinsey had, yeah. Well, and, but here's...
He was perverted himself.
Well, here's what's insane about that.
From getting his doctorate and everything, but
no.
There were deep psychological problems with him, but it was just like Satan planted him himself into that
medical field, psychological field. And Reverend, our school system has embraced his ideology. That's the part that's so scary about all this.
Well, they had long-term plans to do this. I forgot the people that were, Dewey and others said that they would eventually bring in a Marxist mentality, so socialism into America through the school system. They said that would be the best way to do it. It's kind of scary that he said that back in the 1930s, I believe. But you can see it being played out incrementally each decade. You can see how they're entrenching in the system these diabolical ideas and practices. I mean, they are basically presenting curriculum and laws and legislation where a mother or father, if their child was in a state of confusion, could mutilate themselves irreversibly and basically, and you would have no say-so about it.
Right.
So in other words, you just deal with the aftermath. You allow them to make that, awful, terrible, destructive decision.
Right.
And we are in a state right now, I think, of alarm and saying, if we don't fight back now, eventually this will become the status quo.
Well, and I would suggest that in some instances it is the status quo. That's why they're getting away with the things that they're getting away with, because that's what they're teaching.
Yes. Well, that's all the plan.
Yeah.
They did not plan on the parents. COVID, that was the only blessing of COVID, that parents got to see what was coming into their children's minds by the present system.
Absolutely.
The school system. And they said no. And thank God for that. And it's growing. Really, November is very pivotal in this. If they see enough kickback and lose enough seats over this, and basically make races that should not have been competitive over this, they will then at that time slow this locomotive down of trying to just ram it down parental parents and the state of New Jersey and also nationwide. So right now it's time for the church to be salt and light like never before. Amen. And certainly be engaged in the system. You cannot allow heathens basically to dictate and legislate laws that your children will be subject to, and not only the children but you and your rights being eroded away each day. I think they pushed it too far, and I think now it's going to come back to cause them to crumble.
Well, it was arrogant on their part. I think they really believed that they had it. And they have still. I mean, there is a percentage of the population. Look at the numbers that have gone up when it comes to the numbers of individuals that are claiming to be somehow tied into or associated with the LGBTQIA concept. You know, that number has risen from 3% to almost 40% in some polling, including George Barna's polling. It's nearly 40% in the age group between 16 and 25.
And yes, no doubt, no question, a lot of that percentage is basically because the person themselves don't want to be deemed as called racist. Okay. See, so if you don't agree with this, you're racist. And so therefore, you know, you can say, if you don't agree with the agenda itself, that you are the racist and you're the bigot and you're the problem. And so a lot of people do basically check the wrong buttons there. But right now, I don't think that they want their children basically to be subject to the LGBT agenda at this present time, and just the sexualization of their children. I mean, drag queens basically are adult entertainers. They are perverse in very much of their acts and their language. And you're allowing them to come into kindergarten classes and yep. first grade classes. This is something at this point. Now, I know there's some crazy parents. I'm talking about the major percentages of parents do not want this and may have checked that box in support of LGBT rights, but not to the point of imposing their agenda upon their children.
Reverend, this is what you and I have warned about, you know, separately, but now together. This is what you and I have warned about for years. You know, Peter LaBarbera and I talked about this early on in my program, 11, 12 years ago. This is one of the things that I came on air and initially spoke about, was what's called the Overhauling of Straight America, which is a document that was created that specifically talks about their agenda. And of course, mm-hmm. back in those days, you know, if you said agenda, they would say, oh, no. And mainstream media would support that. And, you know, and even those that were,
an agenda and well-funded.
And the reasoning behind that is that you've got to break down the moral conscience of our society, of our culture, starting at the kids, in order to be able to insert the Marxist ideas that they wanted to insert and that they wanted to take over our nation.
Absolutely. Either you have to deal with the Marxists or the globalists. Come to the conclusion, like they're factions that basically agree somewhat, but they're not the same. But there's those who want America to be a part of the global citizen idea, and there's the Marxists basically that tie into that socialist thinking. And so, but the true enemy of both is the Judeo-Christian ethic, the faith ethic, the means and the culture that was birthed this nation. They don't want that any longer in America anywhere. And they don't want children coming up any type of mandate of faith or even having access to faith or way faith being promoted. So right now, I think it's a showdown. And I think this is why we see this with the two-tiered justice system. You know, what is the problem with Donald Trump? The problem with Donald Trump is that he does most of the time espouse to the Judeo-Christian values, ethics, and morals. Yeah. The only president to show up at the right to life, and there's many others who claim to be pro-life. I'm not questioning that, but he demonstrated that much of the legislation that he basically signed off in or pushed in programs supported the faith-based community, not. This is something that is unquestionably, and we should all clearly see the enemy of the globalists, the enemy of the Marxists, and I'll throw in another one, the enemy of the spirit of Antichrist. So we right now are being called to be salt, light. We have to be engaged in the system, the political system. We have to have our candidates. We have to be certainly showing up the PTA board meetings, town meetings, wherever our children are being threatened and our value system is being threatened and attacked. We now must stand up.
Agree wholeheartedly. I'm gonna send this to you. I wrote out a declaration that I believe that all city and county should embrace and should put a resolution in, which has to do with pushing back against the G20 agenda, which is exactly what we're talking about, by the way. One of the statements that they actually make in this is they say, and in the preamble, we are one earth, one family, and we share one future. Well, that all sounds rosy and peachy until you understand what they mean by one earth, one family, and one future. And that's one in which they control. God has no part in it. Right, and it is no one. Part. Yeah, it is.
We
it
control
is
a, you. We believe in total social engineering. Yep. We tell you how many children you can have, when you can have them, what they're to be taught, how they're to live, and how you're to live. What products you buy. What indeed, where you live, how you live. Sounds a lot like the Book of Revelation in the latter days of the tribulation period. No That's doubt. The system that is raising its head right now spiritually. And if you can't identify with that, just know this: it's a Marxist globalist regime that feel that you are their product, and they aren't there to serve you. You're there to serve them.
Here, here.
That they can preserve the world forever.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's no question, and we, as believers, need to be the ones that lead the way in pushing back against this.
The only way it's going to go down. The only way America gets saved, if indeed that the church would become authentic, where the church would be that refuge, that fortress, that citadel of truth, life, righteousness. And the gospel, that's it. You know, we kind of gotten ashamed of that. Yes, they were flawed to a certain degree, but it's still based on the gospel. It was based on faith. It was based on the Judeo-Christian ethic. We got to get back to that. We have to call people back to that and recognize and evaluate and look at what has happened since we gotten away from that. Okay, and so we can clearly see it now. That's the beauty of Donald Trump running this year or next year, is that he will be able to point to his record.
Right.
Prior to, it was all a dream, in a sense, because he had not had the position. Mm-hmm. He had the position. We saw the benefits. We saw the upward mobility of the whole country and every ethnicity and every race. So there's no question. I mean, you know, I pray for him every day that he just remains alive. I pray that there isn't any serious attempt on his life. There may have been, and we don't know about it.
Right.
But I can tell you this, he is their worst nightmare, because so far he has stayed the course on his vision for the country, and it's not their vision. It's not the Marxist vision, and it's not the globalist vision. And so, but it is a Judeo-Christian ethic vision, and that's what we have to be supportive of right now.
I want to take just a minute. This is the prayer that I wrote to go along with that resolution, and I'm just going to make that. And I think, Reverend, that you'll be in agreement with me when I say this. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh, please wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Please forgive us if there's anything we have done knowingly or unknowingly to offend or sin against you, Heavenly Father, Almighty God, through the holy blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and the completed work of the cross, his shed blood, death, resurrection, and ascension. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh, we ask angels of the Most High God to arrest any demonic spirits that are giving power to this assignment to deny the God-given rights of the people of the United States of America and we, the people of our city, state, and county. By the power of the Holy Blood, cross, resurrection, and ascension of the true Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh, we destroy all plans of the darkness attempting to come over the land of the United States of America and undo and expose every evil plan and all deception by the light of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, using holy fire and the Lord God Almighty's holy angels. Let all be done to the glory of Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth. Amen.
Amen. You know, Yom Kippur was a day of atonement and repentance. That should have been prayed in every church and within every family. I mean, really, and I'm not saying that just to, you know, compliment you, but that was the heart of Yom Kippur I think Yom Kippur probably for the first time for me, I recognize it, but it was like the Lord was saying, no, this one you have to come in line with. There must be repentance. Like Daniel. No recorded sin of Daniel, but he said, we have sinned. You got to take you have to take responsibility for the people. David said, I'm responsible for my generation. Mm. You got to take responsibility. And that prayer is certainly unquestionably what every believer and every American really, but every believer should be praying that indeed that this would be the year of the turnaround, the shifting back to the faith.
Yeah. Amen. You know, that's so interesting because I've found we did as a family, we celebrated Yom Kippur and we went through, I think it's called Yom Tura, which was the weekend before that, but then the 10 days of awe
and
I can feel the chills of the Holy Ghost, but
this one was just more real for me. Russia, Shana, all the way Yom Kippur.
Yes.
I teach it. I recognize it. But this time, like, no, you got to live this one.
It's like, wake up because it was like he said, I'm serious now. I am serious.
I took it seriously. Yep. As my church, as you know, we took it very seriously.
Yeah. Amen. 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 Well, I just pray that the Lord give you favor in your campaign. I pray that he use you and continue to use you as his oracle speaking through you. I pray that those that would come around you would have eyes to see and ears to hear, and that they would come into alignment with the vision that the Heavenly Father has given you in this campaign and for what he wants to see happen in the Garden State. And we know that he is, as we said, he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can think or ask. And we declare that now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you. Great being here. And certainly I'll see you next month to let you know the progress.
I look forward to it. All right, folks, it's time for us to sign off. It is, it's that time. Texas Fully Loaded is coming up next. I'll be back with you tomorrow. May the Lord bless you, and may you turn your face to him. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a great rest of your day.